The New York Giants select.
Hearts beating 1,000 beats per minute.
Something I remember for a lifetime.
It's going to be a great feeling. I can't wait to run out there.
You're here to represent.
I love my team, man. Thank you, John McCracken.
When I got the call from Dan Reed, I was thinking to myself, why do they need me? They have LT. And it's cold up there. I remember watching the Giants growing up and watching the smoke come out of their mouths when they're playing. I'm thinking, I don't want any part of that. And I was told that when you go to the NFL, you're not Michael Strahan from Texas Southern. You're Michael Strahan, a football player, and if you weren't one of the best, you wouldn't be there. So that's the mindset I took. It didn't matter what school I had gone to or they had gone to. Once we get on the field, what we did out there is all that mattered. I was quiet. Contrary to how I am now, I was a mouse. I didn't want to be seen. I didn't want to be heard. I remember Phil Simms. I walk in the locker room and Phil said, "Hey, Michael." And I was, oh my gosh, Phil Simms just spoke to me. And then LT walked into the locker room and all of us rookies, it was like he was walking on water. We all were in such amazement. Like, oh my, that's Lawrence Taylor. Don't stare, don't look. But you couldn't help yourself. And it was the most intimidating, but also exciting time that a young guy could ever have on any team, is to see guys like that who are proven veterans come in and, for one, know your name, and for two, just lead by example and show you how to be a pro.